Welcome to Blended, a podcast by me, Living Whole with Sarah Davis, your board-certified holistic health practitioner and creator. This is where I combine my ideas of essentialism, health and wellness, and creatives into an integrative, insightful whole. My whole life is your whole guide to health. Welcome back, my Living Whole friends. So today, as you can tell by the title of this podcast, I am talking about the Living Whole journey and what exactly that means. Where did I start from? How do I have a full-time business centered around my lifestyle and my education? So let's just jump into it. Let's talk about a couple things that kind of make up the background of this story. So I grew up in the South. I know I don't have a Southern accent. Most people are like, where's your Southern accent? I don't know. I guess I left it at home. But I grew up very athletic. I was in band. I've always loved science. And my grandmother was an old LPN. Taking that combination of factors of a love for science, which, little side note, nerdy story. I competed in an international science fair when I was in high school, almost missed my graduation because of my flight, and it was just a spectacular experience. But I knew that I wanted to help people. So upon graduation, I combined my love for science and my grandmother, God love her soul, she was an amazing woman. But she was like, you need to be a nurse. And I already knew that was kind of going to be my path, but I didn't know quite where it would take me. And so I went to college 30 minutes away from my hometown. It was a local college, had a very excellent nursing program pass rate, and it was just the school to go to at that time. So I went to nursing school, graduated, immediately gravitated towards critical care, and found myself in ICU as a new grad nurse, which I'm so thankful for that experience. And I would not do anything other than critical care nursing, which became another facet to cardiac cath lab and electrophysiology, which I went from ICU to that field of nursing. It's a procedural nursing. So the best way to describe that, if you are unfamiliar with it, is very complex arrhythmias of the heart that we treat. If you need a pacemaker, if you're having a myocardial infarction, or let's say a heart attack, like you were dying, I was the face that you saw. And there are more procedures and more things that we do within that world, but that's just the best way to kind of present that, is very skilled critical care cardiac nursing. And I loved it. I loved it so much that in November of 2014, I believe, I decided I wanted to travel nurse. I had gotten into the DNP program at U of A and decided, oh my goodness, what have I done with my life? And so it was time to travel. And I looked at my boyfriend at the time, now my husband, and just was like, I think I want to do this. And so we ended up leaving home. November, it was the day after Thanksgiving. We drove out of town. My first assignment was in Beckley, West Virginia. And oh my goodness, was I so naive to travel nursing, so naive to the world, because I had never left home. I had grew up in Alma, Arkansas. I had gone to college in Fort Smith, Arkansas, which is all in the same river valley portion. And decided to leave the state and ended up in a rural coal mining town at a hospital that had just recently gotten off a nursing strike. So tensions were very high. It was a very underserved area. The narcotics and opioid epidemic was in full swing, and it was just the most miserable, eye-opening experience that I've had to date on. It's just incredible. The people that I worked with, they were good-hearted people that were doing the best that they could. And I just, at that time, didn't have the perspective to look at that situation with a kinder eye. And so within my time, typically travel nursing assignments are 13 weeks. It's your standard contract. And at the end of those 13 weeks, I found myself overweight, miserable, depressed, and going back to how I grew up, I always grew up athletic and I've always been a muscular build, but I was heavy. And even though I had a point, even though I had a point in my college career where I did the whole freshman 20, maybe 30 pounds, this was different. I was just not myself. And so at that time, Ashley Kaltwalter had ended up winning the Olympia. And I didn't understand. I just saw, you know, this is when social media was really kind of coming to be and Instagram. And so I saw that picture of her and she was muscular. Guys, if you're unfamiliar with this, it is bodybuilding bikini division. And I was just so impressed. Like, never had I seen someone so glamorous and muscular and beautiful. And I just, that is what I wanted to do. So back up two steps. In college, I had actually competed in a pageant, the Miss University of Arkansas Fort Smith, to get a little more scholarship money to pay for the rest of nursing school, and ended up winning my second pageant. I did it the first year, and then I did the second year and was crowned and ended up competing in Miss Arkansas. So I had been on stage in a bikini. I had done the whole kind of mini prep and get thin and toned. And I was always told during that time that you're too muscular, you need to tone it down. I'm like, this is my body. I don't know how to tone this down. And so to see such a strong female that was muscular win the world's, to be the world's greatest, you know, kind of thing. The Olympia stage is the world's greatest at that point. And so I decided I was going to do a bikini competition and prep for my first bodybuilding competition. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I reached out to a trainer that I knew some people. And so I started on this journey. And by the spring of 2015, I had became the leanest I had ever become in my life. Muscular, 8-pack abs. I mean, I looked phenomenal. And so I did this at the time. My second travel assignment was in Tampa, Florida. I stayed 6 months for that assignment. It was a spectacular experience with the nurses that I worked with. And so I did 2 back-to-back competitions. So 2 peak weeks, which are very strenuous. If you're unfamiliar with bodybuilding, it is just, you are working your tail off. And so in that experience, I actually placed in both competitions and then, you know, kind of started questioning, why am I eating what I'm eating? What is this, you know, all about? Because I was eating egg whites and ground turkey and broccoli, and that was like it, and maybe some sweet potato. And so I was like, there's got to be a better way. And I really didn't understand or know much about nutrition, and even just wellness at that time wasn't a thing. And so still travel nursing at this point. My next assignment following this was in Colorado Springs. And of course, I'm going to look up the next bodybuilding competition because I wanted to do it again. And so during that time, as I'm questioning, why am I eating what I'm eating? I'm prepping for my third bodybuilding competition. I'm in Colorado Springs. And so I start looking at certifications because with my nursing background, I'm always, always, always pro education. I am a continual learner. I will never cease or stop learning. And so I stumbled upon the AFPA's Holistic Nutrition and Wellness Sports Nutrition and kind of master level nutrition certification and decided to pursue that. And so I became certified in that. And as I was completing the education for this, all our courses and all the lectures that I had to watch and all the reading material and research that I had to kind of go over to pass my certification, I became exposed to Dr. Michael Greger's research and work. And if you're not familiar with him, he's a staple within my own website and kind of my communication of research and information, and it's nutritionfacts.org. And so he promotes whole food plant-based lifestyle. This was the first time I'd ever heard about this. And so as I'm researching and on Instagram, social media, kind of looking at different hashtags of whole food plant-based, I started to see more about the vegan movement. And I had always, I had heard that word in college. I didn't even know what is a vegan? What is this kind of lifestyle? Because I grew up in the South, guys. My dad is a cat fisherman. He's a hunter. So, I mean, I grew up in the Tyson Walmart country. That is where I come from. And so in looking at all the, I've always had a soft spot for animals, and I didn't put two and two together with industrial factory farming and then seeing the research and the evidence based behind the actual havoc that it wreaks on our health. I became enlightened. I mean, that's the best way to put it. But once you've seen that, you start to be like, okay, well, how do I navigate this world now that I have this information and I see the misgivings to the standard American diet, and I see within my own field the cardiovascular disease and the diabetes and how sick my patients are, and now it makes sense. Understanding the disease process behind atherosclerosis and our stroke incidents and diabetes, I became, I mean, again, the word is enlightened to this and the shortcomings to our medical treatment in the way of we lack nutritional therapy to prevent cardiovascular disease and the other comorbidities that come with that. And so I was just at a loss, like, what do I do now? And so I began to basically eat vegan. Whole food plant-based was kind of what I was gearing towards, but then I found all the fun foods with vegan and all these processed options that helped me to transition. And so Kevin and I end up for our next assignment in the Northeast, and I'm still dabbling. I'm trying to figure this out, and there's not a lot of resources on the how behind this, and how do I even do this for real life? And those questions, this nutritional lifestyle, this whole new idea and way of living for me to live the most healthful way, nobody else was doing anything to really educate in a personable means, like real life. And so as Living Whole started to evolve and change, I realized I am going to provide this to people. This is going to be Living Whole. My whole life is going to be your whole guide to health. And so still trial and error, is this working? We're in the Northeast. I'm at Worcester at UMass, and there's a lot of vegan options out there, more vegetarian. You say vegetarian in the South and people, even to this day, this is 2019. I'm recording this. I think it's, what day is it? It is April 23rd. You say vegetarian, they look at you like, what? Or you ask, where do you have non-dairy milk? They're like, what? So I was in a prime place to kind of cultivate this new lifestyle. And Kevin was teaching at RISD, which is the Rhode Island School of Design. And that's where he got his master's degree. And so we are now living this plant-based lifestyle and figuring out the how. Like, how do I do this? So I've completed my FPA. I'm now certified. We move back to Colorado Springs. I do a second assignment there, and I'm starting to want to do another bodybuilding competition because I love it so. And so I am questioning, how do I do this plant-based? Like, what is this? What does a plant-based vegan bodybuilder look like? And I stumbled upon Dani with Vegan Proteins, and I just reached out to her. Dani Taylor, you are the greatest, and I appreciate you more than you will ever know. But I reached out to her, and I remember sending this email, and I'm like, before I reached out to her, I actually reached out to somebody that was had a couple athletes that had won, that placed in nationals and had won a couple competitions, and they looked great. They were super lean and had this physique. I'm like, dang, look at their glute hamstring tie-in. Like, I need that. How do I, you know, they've got some information as far as training that the trainer that I'm using is old school. It's not the most healthful way. Like, reverse dieting wasn't even talked about whenever I was competing in those first couple competitions, which, guys, that's a whole nother podcast. But I was told by several trainers and prep coaches that you can't compete in bodybuilding if you are trying to eat a whole food plant-based or vegan diet. Like, not going to happen. And did not want to work with me. And I was like, are you serious? So I then found Dani to clarify kind of that process. And I reached out to her and I'm like, how do you do it? Like, everybody, you know, is telling me no. And so Giacomo actually responded and I told her my story and they gave me their coaching options. And I knew that we were going to head to the West. And so we headed out to Richland, Washington after Colorado Springs second go round. And I picked out a show in Seattle. And so I did the Seattle Ironman. I got second in that show and I did it completely plant-based and it was the best prep I had. I was leaner. I was just my energy levels. It was so good. It was, I don't want to say it was an easy prep, but it was the easiest prep in comparison to the animals-based preps that I was doing. And so, goodness, this is kind of a long story, isn't it? But, so I competed, wrapped up my competition the week before we decided to head to Seattle, and then I did 3 months in Seattle. While I was in Seattle, I was researching, okay, well, I'm certified, but what's the next step? Because I want to build this business and this brand, and I'll tell you my story of my epiphany with my business and my brand here in a moment, but I decided, you know, in Seattle, one, we were going to head back home and it had been 2.5 years on the road traveling. And then I needed to complete my American Naturopathic Medical Board certification. And so we decided to come home at the first of the year after concluded my assignment in Seattle. And I started working on my board certification. And mind you guys, kind of told you the story of the South and my business and my brand started to grow, and I completed my board certification, and we were at home for about 6 to 8 months, and it just was difficult. It was not comfortable. We didn't have very many options. It just didn't feel right. And so I got my board certification completed, and we headed out west again. We ended up in California on the Central Coast, and it was a fantastic experience. And then I ended up at the VA Palo Alto and then ended up at Stanford. Now, we just left Stanford in November, and December 1st was my grand opening to my brick and mortar shop. And it's now April 23rd, I think I said it was. Yeah, April 23rd. And I am now operating full time. And it's fantastic. It's been quite the journey. And in that journey, while we were on our second trip to Colorado Springs, I had an epiphany. At the start of this, I didn't really know what direction Living Whole would take. And so I had completed my certification and I was questioning, you know, what is this going to look like? I'm getting this education, but my background is nursing. What am I doing here? And so I really started seeing trends on Instagram and seeing these people. This is when freelance and becoming your own boss was really starting to, like, you're just seeing inklings of it. And so Kevin and I were hiking Bar Trail, which is in Colorado Springs near Pikes Peak. It's a beautiful trail. It's pretty strenuous, but I got up. We were probably about 1.5 miles in, almost 2 miles. And I just had this, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this mine. And the actual Living Whole had not even crossed my mind yet. I didn't have a website. I didn't have anything but this education and what I kind of wanted to do with it. My Instagram was still completely private. I had, I think, 83 followers of my close friends. And I was really always kind of fighting this social media sharing of my life. And I just didn't want to do it. And so, very begrudgingly, I opened up my social media and I just started documenting whole food plant-based plates, what I was eating, what transition foods I was leaning towards, and then I was documenting my prep. So my prep, when we headed out towards Richland, I was like, you know, this YouTube thing, people aren't really doing this. And so I decided to document my entire prep, still living whole, it was not a thing. I hadn't created my website yet. And so I documented an entire bikini prep, created my website, started doing things. And back then it was like, I had just reached out to someone to create my logo, and I had made one that was like, live whole, live fit, because bodybuilding was the center of what I was doing at that time. And so the evolution of living whole has came a long way just in the past year or two, I'd say 2 years. So I created my own website off Squarespace. I was utilizing the resources that I had at my hands because I didn't have, you know, I was paying my student loans off. I was paying, you know, our car off. And at the end of this travel, we're completely debt free. So I worked really hard with what I had to build the business that I wanted. And I didn't throw a ton of money into it at the start. And so if you are just starting out and you have this vision and you want to do something, you don't have to feel like you have to hire someone and pay thousands of dollars for a logo or editing or, you know, there's a lot that you can do and be resourceful to get you started. And so really, I only recently within the past year and a half started really throwing money into Living Whole. And that's once I've got a client base, once I've kind of established myself and we're just not even going to talk about the website issues, but I moved my website and used a developer, moved it over to WordPress and GoDaddy, and ended up having a legit website, which has been the bane of my existence, but that's a podcast for another day. I'm finally working with someone that is and has pulled together. I had to completely redo it, but that'll be a website story, guys, what to ask and everything. But long story short, it's coming along. And so I am now doing this full time and I love it. I am evolving as a brand even now. I've started this podcast and I'm going to start telling a story with more intent and practice of essentialism with YouTube and podcasting and my website. So I'm continuing to evolve with the same message and same intent because my intent and purpose have remained the same. It's really, how can I help others? And my whole life is your whole guide to health. And it's through the means that I apply to my own health and wellness. So I'm not going to recommend anything that I don't do or recommend something that isn't research-based. Everything that I do is not only research-based, but it's also anecdotal. So if it's not working for me or working for my clients, I'm not going to recommend it. I'm not going to recommend a bunch of fad diety products and shit like that. But anywho, that is the story of Living Whole. And it's still yet to be, you know, I'm still writing this story. And closing up this podcast, I think it's only fitting that we end with maybe my three recommendations to starting your own business and telling your own story. And the first one is set your intent and your purpose based on your passion. What, if anything, if you had to eat, sleep, breathe, whatever you were going to do the rest of your life, what would that be? And so for me, it's living home. For you, it might be something completely different. But the second thing, and I wish I would have known this or applied this, is start now and start with whatever you have. And that incorporates ditching perfectionism as well, because I think that my biggest barrier to success in the beginning and growth was this level and idea of perfectionism that I had, that it had to be just this perfect polished package. And my idea was unrealistic. And you can put forth consistent quality. I'm not saying put forth everything, because we do need to decide what's important and what's not, and what really is just shit content for the sake of posting. Don't do that. Create quality content consistently and get started now with what you have. And then my third thing is be authentically you. That is all you can do at the end of the day. And if you are authentically you and you are doing what you are passionate about, it's going to work out. And don't, and maybe a fourth, like a subsection to this third, is don't compare your chapter 2 to someone's chapter 40. And I found that I was guilty of that. And it kind of kept me from starting or putting out quality content, because it just wasn't up to, you know, let's just say Casey Neistat's level or whoever you are idolizing. Don't compare your chapter, because you don't see all the hard work and all the blood, sweat, and tears behind the camera, behind the highlight reel. So be authentically you and just get started. Absolutely. So thank you guys again. This is the Living Whole story, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for being a part of the Living Whole community. I strive to keep my content ad-free, so by simply liking, commenting, or sharing, you guys make a huge impact, and I cannot thank you enough. I can't wait to hear your continued thoughts and conversations in the comments. For more Living Whole content, please check out livingwholesarahdavis.com, and I am on most all of the socials, but I can't wait to hear from you guys, so thank you, thank you, thank you.